We begin today's program with a story that wasn't on anyone's radar yesterday at this time. Two members of the board that oversees the Lansing Board of Water and Light have called for a meeting to discuss whether General Manager Peter Lark should be running Lansing's city-owned utility. That meeting is set for 4:30 this afternoon at BWL headquarters on South Washington. Our first guest broke that news last evening on LSJ.com. The Lansing State Journal, Stephen Reed, joins me briefly now. Hi, Stephen.
Good morning, Mark.
Glad you could join us here. When you first learned that this meeting would be held, did it surprise you, or have you been aware that concerns with Lark were brewing?
The surprise for me came about a month ago when I interviewed the mayor, Mayor Bonero, in mid-December for an anniversary story on the ice storm. He said the number of errors and failures that took place a year earlier was beyond reasonable, and that they raised the mistakes raised questions about management. The mistakes were a year old, and to invoke them now was unexpected. He also said he was not done trying to figure out what went wrong. I asked him if he was saying that accountability was still possible at this relatively late date, and his answer was cryptic but revealing. He said, stay tuned. And so I've been wondering since then and working to find out since then what was going on. So the meeting is something that has been in the works for at least weeks and maybe even a couple of months.
You and I have both spoken with BWL Board President David Price as well. What has Mr. Price shared with you?
Well, not much beyond what I reported yesterday. He says he's lost confidence in Mr. Lark's leadership of the Board of Water and Light. But he and the other commissioners that I spoke to yesterday were vague. I just don't think they're ready to go public with their concerns beyond saying loss of confidence.
Well, I will share with you, I did have a chance to check in with Commissioner Dennis Lowney about 15 or 20 minutes ago this morning, and he did share with me, he said, quote, he was, quote, not supportive of continuing with the general manager. It's the reason that he's one of the two that called for the hearing. He went on to say he has not talked with all the commissioners, but he thinks that there is a consensus for change. Last July, Stephen, there was only one vote for not renewing Mr. Lark's contract. I'm fairly sure that came from board member Cynthia Ward. Today's meeting was called for by two other board members. Have you done the math as to whether there is the necessary five votes to fire Peter Lark?
Well, I've been working on the math, Mark, and it's still a little bit of a mystery, but I feel like that the meeting would not have been called if the commissioners who called it weren't fairly confident of the math. It takes five votes. This meeting might have been called a month ago if the commissioners who seek a change felt like that they could win at that time or prevail at that time. For it to happen now makes me think that they've decided that they can prevail.
Okay. We will know more come this evening. Stephen Reed reports on the Lansing Board of Water and Light for the Lansing State Journal. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Mark.
It's Current State on 90.5 WKAR.